Right. So now, last week, Margaret was looking at an escape from Chelmsford Prison and someone who almost got into a jam at Tiptree.
Oh.
But this week, we're going to be looking at somebody else's apparently in a bit of a jam, Marmalade Emma of Colchester.
Marmalade Emma. We're going from jam to marmalade.
Yeah.
But we're sticking with the theme. Yeah, who was Marmalade Emma? Well, Marmalade Emma was all we know about this lady. And this is just prior to the First World War this time. We know very little about her. Mm. We're not sure how old she was, but we believe she was the daughter of a sailor from Brightlingsea. And for whatever reason, she decided to spend her days tramping along the roads of Essex and begging for her food. She was quite an interesting sight to see because we're told that she wore all her clothes, I suppose to avoid carrying a suitcase or a bag, several hats on her head and pots and pans tied on a string round her waist. She would also carry her pet cat.
That's a bit...
Now, how did she get the name Marmalade Emma?
That was going to be my next question.
There are two theories on this, and we don't know which one is correct, or indeed if either is correct. One is that when she begged for food, she would always ask for marmalade as a food of preference. The other is an account that says she was carrying a full jar of marmalade, walking through Colchester town centre and dropped the lot in the marketplace.
When you say drop the lot, you mean...
Drop the whole pot.
Well, I was thinking meant
marmalade.
Everything else that she was carrying as well.
No, well, we don't think so.
Right.
But she dropped the marmalade, certainly, on the ground. It smashed, of course. And there was marmalade as far as the eye could see.
Good
Dear. Yes, so marmalade everywhere. So from then on, she was known as Marmalade Emma. Now, Marmalade Emma had a gentleman friend who also tramped the roads of Essex with her. His name was Teddy Grimes.
Right.
And they ended up living together on a very old barge, we're told. She was once taken into hospital when she needed medical treatment and was extremely annoyed to find she couldn't bring her cat into the hospital with her. And they had to persuade her to put the cat into temporary accommodation while she was being treated. Marmalade Emma and Teddy are buried in Colchester Churchyard in paupers' graves, and they both died in the year 1920.
Oh, isn't it strange that they both died at the same time, virtually?
And so ended the saga of Marmalade Emma. However, on the topic of law and order, as we were a couple of weeks ago, Marmalade Emma was arrested a couple of times by the police for using foul and abusive language.
Right. Okay. Well, perhaps we should leave her there. And next week you're going to be looking at...
Next week, I'm going to be looking at the 1859 cloudburst.
Which was where?
It was in the Latchingdon, Purley and Ashingdon areas.
Okay, thank you very much.